Verse 11. Will you listen? Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Now, friends, we're not talking about the church. We're talking about the house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried. Our hope is lost. We're cut off on our part. Now, you see, they went from one extreme to another. As long as Jerusalem stood and the false prophets said they were going back, that was a hope, a false hope. Now that Jerusalem is destroyed, they go to the other extreme. They have what the psychologists would call manic depressive psychosis. They're in a bad state. They were up high one day. Now they've hit the very depths. They're at the bottom. And they say, we have no hope. And this vision is given to let them know that they have a hope. It's about the house of Israel. Now, how are we going to interpret it? Verse 12, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Now somebody's going to say, but wait a minute, I think you must have missed it a moment ago. You said this was not physical resurrection. I still say it. And on what basis? Now I'm going to drop down to verse 21. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations into which they're gone, and I will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. Now that's what God meant by bringing them up out of their graves. They are buried in the nations of the world, and they are to be brought back and become a nation. And I want to say something rather carefully now. Three stages that you have here. If there is any place you have fulfilled prophecy, this is it. And as many of you know, I don't go for the fact that I believe that we're seeing prophecy fulfilled. But I'll go this far, that the nation Israel was buried and scattered in the nations of the world, and dead to God, dead to the things of God. Now they have come back as a nation. But over there today, it's a corpse. Oh, they got a flag. They got a constitution. They have a prime minister. They have a parliament. They have police. They have an army. They are a nation. They even have Jerusalem today. They have all of that. They have everything except spiritual life. Now, I want to say this, but say it kindly. When you cross over out of old Jerusalem, the Arab section, where you are with the Muslim, and come over into the other section of Israel, there is no spiritual life. As far as I'm concerned, there's as much deadness on one side as the other. Now, there's a great deal more of that which is materialistic, that which is intellectual, that which denotes civilization on the Israel side, but no spiritual life whatsoever. Now, in this section here, he mentions two sticks. I'm not going into detail. One stick is Israel, one is Judah. Now they're going to be put back together again. Now that's the thing that is important for us to see here. And he also says that he's going to put David on the throne. Let's read that now. And by the way, that must mean that there were never 10 lost tribes. If they are, God knows where they are. And I'm confident it won't be Great Britain that's going to be joined to them in that land. Let me read here. Verse 22, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. One king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations. Verse 24, and David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. Now, that one shepherd is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. When he came, born in the line of David. Read the first chapter of Matthew. He came into that line. The angel said to Mary, and read Dr. Luke, the first and second chapters. Very carefully, we're told he came in the line of David. Now, we're told here that the one that came in that line is the shepherd. He's to rule over them. I personally believe that God will raise up David to reign over them, either in the millennium or in the eternal kingdom, when the millennium is just going to usher in the eternal kingdom, in one or the other. And I know there are some that believe one and some believe the other. And this is one place where I go with both. I'm of the opinion he'll be the vicegerent of the Lord Jesus Christ down here. Now God says that's going to come to pass. It has not come to pass yet. Now, verse 28, and the nations shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. There will be a millennial temple, and there will be an eternal temple down here. Somebody says, but it says in Revelation, there will be no temple there. That's where the church is, in the New Jerusalem. You see, you get into hopeless confusion unless you let the Word of God say what it wants to say. We're going to leave off right there and pick up next time, and I believe we're going to see Russia in prophecy. Until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.